Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Om Gyanati Vinandasya Dhanadana Salakaya Chaksu Samilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sahapadantikam. How fortunate we are to be here, sitting, some of us on the dust of Vrindavan right in front of Kiriras. Srila Prabhupada, in his final days of his manifest pastimes, he wanted to come to Giriraj. It was a very deep desire of his to see Giriraj and even circumambulate Giriraj. And the place is auspicious, the association is auspicious, and the general time is auspicious, and the specific time is auspicious. At this particular time, while we were in Barsana, at the Holy Name Retreat, I read a set of prayers that I couldn't resist reading again, called the Keshava Astak, because at this particular time, right around here, going towards Nandagram, is the time when Krishna and the cowherd boys and all the cows come home, go back to Nandagaon. What a scene it is. The forest of Vrindavan, when Krishna enters the forest during the day, bursts forward in jubilation, manifesting blossoms of spring. Every season is manifested in the different flowers. And then when Krishna leaves the forest, all the animals come to the edge of the forest of Vrindavan, and they just wait there for Krishna to return the next day. Because in Vrindavan, everyone is filled with thoughts of Krishna, and no one has any other thought other than thoughts of Krishna. And this is the truth about Vrindavan, and this is the uniqueness about Vrindavan. So here in Vrindavan, at this particular time of the day, the cows raise the dust from their hooves high into the sky, and the residents of Vrindavan and Nandagaon stand on the highest towers, just looking to see that dust of Krishna and the cows coming home. And then, as they get closer, they can hear the boys speaking and talking about all the activities that Krishna performed during the day. They would make those activities into songs, and they would sing them as they were coming home. And the residents of Vrindavan, of Nandagaon and Barsana, they would all hear the songs about what Krishna had done during the day. Krishna has done this. He has killed this demon. He has herded the cows. He was playing his flute. The peacocks are dancing. So many wonderful songs. And then the last thing is that they would see the form of Krishna as he was coming, and they would hear him playing his divine flute. So this particular prayer written by Srila Rupa Goswami, I'll read the English. And it's a worship of Lord Keshava as he's coming back from the forest of Braj. Keshava Astak. He wears Priyaka flower earrings on his ears. They're decorated with flowers from the forest, and a crown in his hair of newly blossoming Malati flowers, jasmine flowers, very, very fragrant, and decorating his shoulders is a Brahman thread of small, charming, fragrant jasmine flowers. I worship Keshava coming back from the forest of Braj. Now, as he's coming back, he calls out to the cows that are wandering. Now, as I call out the cows' names, after each cow, I want you to also call out the cows' names. And as we sit in this amazing and transcendental atmosphere. You'll hear that the calling of the cow's names that Krishna called will fill your heart with such happiness. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He happily calls his straying Surabhi cows. Oh, Pishangi!
Oh,
Pishangi! Oh, Manikastini!
Oh, Manikastini!
Oh, Nandini!
Oh, Nandini!
Oh, Pranatasringi!
Oh,
Pranatasringi! Oh, Pingakshara!
Oh,
Pingakshara! I'm sorry. The cows will never hear you if you don't call out with some very spontaneous enthusiasm. Oh, Madanga Mukhi!
Oh, Madanga Mukhi!
Oh, Dumala!
Oh, Dumala!
Oh, Sabali!
Oh, Sabali!
Oh, Hansi!
Oh, Hansi!
Oh, Vamsi! I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja, on the pathways, from the forest on the pathways of Braja. With the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant joking, he makes them laugh. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are licked by the streams of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill, because all the cowherd boys get so much pleasure from decorating him very, very, very carefully in different colors from the minerals that Govanan Hill supplies. And Krishna sometimes expands himself into so many Krishnas to allow each of the cowherd boys to decorate him. So he is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill, and his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. With the sweet sound of his flute, he calls the Surabhi cows, who, eager to see their young calves, they break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He beautifies the path with his footprints. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feathers move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja, with the playful and sweet music of his flute. He delights the heart of Braja's queen and makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. By the sound of his flute, he makes the hairs of their bodies stand erect with joy. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis, who climb the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with 100 dancing glances and their gentle smiles, and the corners of his eyes wander like large black bees around their bodies. May Vishakha's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering love for his lotus feet to the intelligent persons who attentively read and hear these 8 verses which are a glorious festival for all the gopis. There are two more short prayers that I will read, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. This one, Srila Prabhupada used to quote. He would say this one. Virachaya maya dandam dinabandhu dayam va gathiriha nabhavata katsiranyamamasti nirpatatu satakoti nimalam va navambas tarapiki la payodastuyate chattakena. Please repeat after me. No, we'll wait for the next one for a repeat. Please listen carefully. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. And the second prayer. I am very weak and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the difficult to perform services and austerities that the great devotees in ancient times performed, when I hear of what they did, the great devotees of the past, of what their devotional service was like, my heart burns with sadness and despair and even hopelessness. But, O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that the waves of your mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. By Srila Rupa Goswami.